I think about how many could have died if things had gone differently. The school day had started, not unlike any other, as students took their seats and got ready for class. It all happened in a high school like mine. In fact, it's just a short distance away from my school, where a scene unfolded that has become all too common in American schools today. A student, having a mental health crisis, walked down the hallway and entered the door of a classroom with a loaded shotgun. But unlike so many other stories where this has happened, one man was in the right place at the right time to make a positive difference. His name is Keenan Lowe. Mr. Lowe saw what was happening and acted quickly to disarm the student before he could pull the trigger. As panicked students fled out of the classroom, it was what happened next that surprised me. Knowing that he's a football coach and a former college player himself, you would think that he would tackle the kid to the ground and hold him down until the police arrived. But that's not what happened. Mr. Lowe had another teacher take the shotgun away, and then he hugged the boy. He hugged him, and he showed him compassion. He told the boy that he cared about him. This one moment in time could have ended in tragedy, but no blood was shed, and the student is getting the help that he needs. So what does this have to do with the question, what makes America great? Well, if you ask me, what makes America great, I'd say that the answer is people like Keenan Lowe. But the answer is also you. The answer is me. You see, there are actually 329,652,477 answers to that question, because what makes America great is the power that each and every one of us possesses as Americans to make a positive difference in our everyday lives. If you're not convinced that just one person can make America great, here are some examples that inspire me. Susan B. Anthony helped fight to end slavery and played a key role in advancing a woman's right to vote. Just one person. Thomas Edison brought us the light bulb and revolutionary inventions around electricity, recorded sound, communications, and motion pictures. Just one person. Albert Einstein developed the theory of relativity, a key to modern physics that changed the way we think about science. Just one person. Jonas Salk discovered the first successful polio vaccine, ending a scary epidemic that devastated lives, with many of the victims being children. Just one person. Rosa Parks advanced the civil rights movement as an inspiration for refusing to move from her seat on that bus in Montgomery, Alabama. Just one person. And my own great-grandfather, Eldon Snyder, who helped build 1,900 miles of pipeline in Burma for the Army in World War II. Each of these people, in ways large and small, helped others and left a lasting impact. They could have said, well, I'm just one person. What can I do? But they didn't. And history has proven that just one person can make a big difference. I see evidence of this in small ways every day. When people are courteous and positive at school, I see others around them doing the same. In my neighborhood, when you see a person who takes good care of their house and lawn, the others around them do the same. These things are very minor things that have a ripple effect of positivity with an exponential reach. As an Eagle Scout and serving my community on a youth advisory council, I strive to be the positive change that I want to see around me. Similar to what we say on every Scout outing, I always want to leave things better than I found them. As Abraham Lincoln once described, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. So what truly makes America great is us. It's not someone else's job for our country to be great. We, the people, must be great. Much like what we have today is the result of those who came before us. We will be the legacy for our families and future generations of America. And that legacy is built on a series of our choices and decisions. The choices that Keenan Lowe faced at Park Rose High School on May 17th made the difference between life and death, between a gunshot and a hug. Most of us will never have to stop a shooting. We're all presented opportunities to make things better every day. So hold the door open, say something encouraging, or hey, if you're feeling ambitious, come up with a major scientific breakthrough. The bottom line is we all have an active role to play in keeping America great. I know I'm up for the challenge. Are you?